Let's go now to South Australia, where the state's treasurer is meeting energy suppliers today to discuss the impact of renewables on the market. South Australia is a world leader in wind and solar power generation, but while renewables can have a disruptive effect on existing power networks, some energy analysts are warning the state government not to rush into any kind of intervention in the market. In Adelaide, Natalie Whiting reports.
40% of South Australia's energy comes from renewable sources.
South Australia, it really is at the cutting edge of integrating intermittent renewables like solar and wind in the world.
Matthew Warren is the chief executive of the Energy Supply Association of Australia. He says the high rates of renewables offer great opportunities, but also great risks.
The big challenge is that they can't be switched on when you need them. So they run when the wind is blowing, they run when the sun is shining. Now, clearly, if we can access technologies like storage, for example, which will help store the energy from the sunshine and the wind and then dispatch it when we need it at night time and in still days, then that will be great. But we've got to work out other solutions in the event that storage is either expensive or only partially useful.
The growth of renewables has been partly blamed for the impending closure of South Australia's last coal-fired power station. A Deloitte Access Economics report warns the closure of fossil fuel-generated power plants will increase the risks to the reliability of South Australia's network and could further increase prices. The South Australian government is today meeting with stakeholders to discuss the issues. The Energy Supply Association of Australia will be at the meeting.
The challenge with renewables is that they are fundamentally more expensive to supply than thermal generation. If they were cheaper, we wouldn't need a carbon price. We wouldn't need renewable policy to bring them to market. With a full valuation of the cost of greenhouse gas emissions, they would be viable technologies. So that's why we've developed those techniques to bring those to market. So it's really about finding ways of ensuring that power prices don't go up, which is what the solutions we're looking at are now.
And what are some possible options for that?
It's tricky because there are many people out there suggesting different ideas, whether it's increased interconnection to Victoria or other states, or whether it's building more capacity or different kinds of capacity or different technologies, or whether there's different markets.
No one from the South Australian government was available for an interview. In a statement, a spokesman said it's important government and industry work together to ensure the national electricity market can effectively transition to a sustainable, low-carbon economy. Analyst Tristan Edis from New Energy Economics argues power price increases in South Australia are because of a lack of competition and increases in the cost of gas.
If there wasn't renewables, then you'd have to fill it with gas anyway. But because of that extra renewables, we're also going to have less coal. And so there's going to be, to some extent, gas is going to be filling a gap no matter what.
He says gas-powered generation is very flexible and well-suited to work with the intermittent wind and solar generation. He's warning the South Australian government not to intervene in the market.
These higher prices are going to actually stimulate changes and additional supply anyway. For example, two of the major gas generators have either been mothballed or are announced to be mothballed. Since those announcements, prices have gone up. Now, what we might find is, in fact, the two big gas generators will actually choose not to mothball. The other alternative is that there are a number of electricity companies that are looking at developing additional new power generation, which will relieve this price pressure as well. So if the government intervenes all of a sudden, then all of these other alternatives suddenly will be wiped away because no longer will they see a market opportunity.
That call is being backed by Matthew Warren from the Energy Supply Association of Australia.
This issue has arisen because of government policy seeking to drive renewables into the Australian market. We don't want to keep further interfering to solve problems that are a result of well-intentioned interference in the market in the first place.
Other states and countries will be carefully watching to see what solutions South Australia can find.
Natalie Whiting.